Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
By the time we get to the sixth seal, this is the middle of the week. We'll look at that this morning. And then when they open up the seventh seal, it's introducing the second half of the tribulation on farther. And you think this is bad, the first 3.5 years. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. It's the days of Jacob's trouble. And read here, a lot of people talk about nuclear holocaust and all the tribulation and all this thing. But listen, it's not going to be man's doing. It's going to be God's doing. And the people on earth are going to know this is from God. And not that Russia's sending nuclear bombs at America or war or China or whatever. And a lot of good commentators think that's what's going to take place. But the whole earth is going to know that the wrath is from him. We read it right here. That for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? They know this is coming from God, but yet they still don't repent for most of them. Amazing. It's amazing. So when we look at this as the first half of the tribulation, I believe, in my opinion, people put them at different times and all, but I believe it's the first half. Turn me to Daniel chapter 9. We want to look at an overview this morning of the whole part. I have one up here. Thank you. Thank you. As you're finding your place in Daniel chapter 9, tribulation is divided up in different time segments and different languages. We find, we're going to read here, it's Daniel's 70th week. It's a seven-year period. It's also mentioned in the book of Revelation about also in Daniel, times and half times is mentioned. In the book of Revelation, we find 42 months. We also find the designation 1260 days. So there are different time segments, but it all encompasses that one thing, is that day of the Lord. Matter of fact, the day of the Lord, we think of it as one day, but overall, day of the Lord is at least 1,007 years. It includes the tribulation period and the millennial reign of Christ as a whole other study. So when you see the day of the Lord, well, what is it talking about? It all depends on context. Is it that one certain day, or is it the seven-year period, or is it the 1,007-year period to be the tribulation and the millennial reign of Christ? It refers to different things. Depends on the context. But here in Daniel chapter number 9, beginning in verse number 24, we read these words. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now, I have those phrases underlined in my Bible. Thy people and thy holy city. Why is that so important? Because the tribulation period is geared toward the people of Israel, to prepare them for a coming kingdom. The whole Gentile world will be affected by the tribulation period. But the purpose of Daniel's whole 70 weeks, 69 has already passed. The 70th week is yet to come. But the whole purpose we're finding is determined upon thy people and thy holy city, the Jewish people. God's going to do something with those people to prepare them, and we'll look at that a little farther. But I want you to see that the purpose of it literally is to prepare Israel for the coming king and the coming kingdom. And then there's six reasons for the tribulation period, and you see this in verse number 24. To finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. That's the purpose of the tribulation period. Daniel 73, that's the purpose of it. It gave you an outline right here. Now verse number 25. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the prince shall be 7 weeks, 69 weeks. 69 weeks. That happened from Nehemiah's day till Jesus' crucifixion. The street shall be built again, and even the wall of troubled times. Okay, then after 62 weeks shall the Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince then shall come, destroy the city and sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood, and determined the war and desolation, end of the war and desolation determined. And then verse number 27, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. There's a lot here, but in a nutshell, what it's talking about, Daniel's 70th week, the Antichrist is that he shall confirm, the Bible tells us, the covenant with many for 1 week. That's that seven-year period. We talked about that last week, about that white horse who's coming. Remember, he did not have arrows. He had the bow, but he did not have the arrows. So he came, first of all, was a man of peace. He is going to be a great politician with smooth words. And by the way, don't we have some of those in office today? They had the smooth words, and boy, they sure tell you what you want to hear. Then they get in office, and everything he said was a lie. Well, basically, was the Antichrist. He's learning from the best of them today in today's political arena. And again, I'm going to drop this, and then we'll move on. If we believe that Jesus could come today, and I believe he could come today, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Brother Daniel, Mom's here, and Brother Steve Merritt sends a little text, what do you call it, a text on the phone every Sunday. And I read it this morning, really, really, really good text, and I responded to him. If it's a good text, I respond back. If it's not, I just leave it alone, you know. But I respond back to him, and I told him, he talked about the coming Lord, where three people, y'all wouldn't know them, C.G., talking about C.G. Vickers, Jimmy Madison, and who was the other preacher? Good friend of his, I forget. Anyway, how when Steve was a young preacher, that he said he had his hobby horses, and I'm paraphrasing this. I have to be careful because his wife's here today. But the three preachers told him, that these three great pastors who were well-respected, basically told Steve when he was a young man, that don't be preaching your hobby horses. You know, talked about alcohol, tobacco, and dancing, or short skirts, or something of that nature. Said, preach Christ and him crucified, and him coming. Okay? Great. It was a great text. And he mentioned about, in that text, about every book in the New Testament except for three speaks of the coming of Christ. The three that doesn't is 1st and 2nd and 3rd John and Galatians, and I forget, but everyone else speaks of the coming of Christ. And he was emphasizing the point how we ought to preach about Christ's return. I mentioned this earlier when we first started our study. There's 8 more times mentioned of Christ's second advent, if we could use that term, than his first coming. 8 more times. We all know how wonderful and glorious Jesus' first coming was. He's born in Bethlehem of a manger there in Bethlehem. Well, the Bible speaks 8 times more of his second coming. So the thought was we ought to emphasize more his second coming because the Bible speaks so many more times of it. Well, we see here in Daniel, it's talking about the tribulation period. And then turn with me to Matthew chapter number 24. I'll give you a quick outline. I see some of you are taking a lot of notes. Again, an outline of the tribulation period. It's given here in the Olivet Discourse. In Matthew chapter number 24. Let me begin in verse number 1. I want to slow down and give this to you. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. We know this is Herod's temple, a beautiful building, a beautiful edifice that temple actually had. Herod actually had built for the Jewish people because of some things on it. I won't go into that, but anyway, they were really proud of it, and rightfully so. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Talking about that, you know, they're looking at this building. He said, well, I tell you what, in the future there ain't going to be nothing left here. Well, in verse number 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, disciples came unto him privately, saying, now, I mentioned this last week, I think it was. They leave the temple, and they go through the Kidron Valley, and they go up to the Mount of Olives. And I can just imagine what those disciples must have been talking about on their way to the Mount of Olives.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us for our annual World Mission Conference at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Monday through Friday, we'll have special services at 7 o'clock with a special speaker, a featured missionary, and great music every evening. That's going to be January 23rd through the 28th. You won't want to miss it. Well, we hope to see you there. From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.